Joining us now on SB Nation Radio, Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. Dak, welcome into the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us what you've got going on there with the Salvation Army.
Yeah, this morning I teamed up with Tostitos and the Salvation Army, and we kicked it off right here at the Star in Frisco. And we kicked off our drive with the Salvation Army. Tostitos is giving back to the Salvation Army and donating for every purchase of Tostitos' new yellow bite-sized bag of chips. And he's just giving fans nationwide a chance to give back.
And this is a chance to give back that we're highlighting in the Thanksgiving season. Is that right? We're hoping everyone will buy Tostitos to support Salvation Army this season?
Yeah, I mean, the holidays are a time of year where we take a break and we give back. And we're thankful for everything that we have, and we give to the less fortunate. So what Tostitos and Salvation Army are doing is giving everyone a chance to do that, to give back. And Tostitos is making the donation. So just purchase the bag of chips and do your good deed of the holiday and give back.
And, Dak, what I want to know, and Tostitos wants to know, are you a double dipper?
I am not a double dipper. That's the great part about the bite-sized chip. You only get one dip.
I love it. Absolutely.
That's as it should be. Well, Dak, we'd love to talk a little football with you. First, I'd love to ask you, how different does it feel coming into this season versus last season, coming in this year as the starting quarterback, the undisputed leader of the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah, I mean, completely different. It's a whole different dynamic from last year of stepping in from a guy with injury and not knowing how long I was going to play to this year. The moment the offseason began, I knew I was the starter. So a whole different dynamic allowed me to take on a different and bigger leadership role this offseason. And things have been going well in the locker room.
Dak, there's so many things that America loves about you. And to me, number one is your humility. So can you take us on your journey from your playing days at Mississippi State to backing up Tony Romo to opening day starting quarterback for America's team? How do you stay humble? How do you stay focused? How do you keep getting better?
Yeah, I just never forget where I came from. Just remember everything that my mom, my brothers, my dad taught me. Still same small town guy from North Louisiana that has been doubted my whole life. So I just allow everything I've been through just to be a motivation for me to use, and just to use it to stay grounded and to inspire others around me.
We're talking to Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. So, Dak, it always seems with the Dallas Cowboys that there's some distractions, some extra attention off the field that comes with being part of the Dallas Cowboys. What is it like in the locker room? How do you guys stay focused?
Yeah, that we all understand exactly what you said for the most part, that we understand that we live in a different era than other teams, or I guess that's what I'm looking for. That everything that we do is being seen, being criticized, and being watched. And it's just part of playing for the Dallas Cowboys, good or bad, whether you like it or you don't. You just have to accept that responsibility and be able to lock in and do your job and put distractions to the side.
And you've done that really well, Dak, as the leader of that team. And, you know, staying in the locker room, you came into Dallas in that locker room at the age of 23. How do you, as a rookie and a young rookie, come in and really, I think you've just really mastered commanding that locker room and gaining the respect of your teammates. How did you do that so quickly and at such a young age? It's impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I don't let my age or anything dictate the way I go about my leadership role. For the most part, to me, it's just about getting to know every one of those guys in the locker room and getting to know them deeper than their football number or their position, and getting to know them as a brother. So when I'm going in a game and you're in the fourth quarter and you need somebody that you can count on, you're counting on your brother and you're not counting just on some coworker. It's somebody that you've built a relationship with that's deeper than just the job you share.
We're talking to Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. So, Dak, on that coaching staff, you've got Jason Garrett, ex-quarterback, Wade Wilson, ex-quarterback, Scott Linehan, offensive coordinator. When you come off the field, when you're scheming during the week, whom are you talking to most about the execution of the quarterback position?
Yeah, I mean, that all happens during the week, and it's pretty much my offensive coordinator, Scott Linehan, fellow quarterbacks, Kellen Moore, Cooper Rush, and quarterback coach, Wade Wilson, for the most part. And all that happens during the week of getting better in between possessions at practice or during plays at practice. So during the game, it's It's our adjustments, and it's the adjustments that we have to make that the other team is doing differently. But for the most part, everything that we had planned throughout the week and we practice has been talked about and been discussed.
Okay, Dak, I've got a Thanksgiving question for you. So you're going to be taking the field on 3:30 Thanksgiving Day against the Chargers. You're going to be in everybody's living room on that day. But when do you actually celebrate Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so I'll have Thanksgiving after that. My grandma will be in town and should have already cooked the meal up. So I'll go to the game, getting a big win, and then leaving, going to get a stomach full of Thanksgiving food.
Oh, I love it. Good for grandma. She's going to take care of you.
We're talking to Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. So when we look at the Cowboys offense this year, the receivers you have some new faces, some young guys like a Noah Brown in there. How do you look at your receiving core this year? How do they compare to last year?
I mean, yeah, other than the new guys, as you said, the draftees, it's pretty much the same. Bryce Butler, Dez Bryant, Cole Beasley, Terrence Williams, all those guys are the same. So got a lot of familiarity with those guys and getting more and more comfortable each and every day with them and in their routes and everything we're doing. But these young guys, I love everything that they're doing. They're coming in, they're watching these vets, they're learning the offense, and just doing everything that they should as a young player.
It strikes me Bryce Butler has stepped up this year. He seems more of a connection with you. You guys have made some big plays together. How did that develop?
Bryce is just a guy that's very talented. He can run like no other. He's got a great frame and can go and get the ball. And he's just a guy that's always working. And if we're not doing anything in practice, you can pretty much find Bryce Butler around me trying to get better, talking about how we want routes ran. And he's a guy that's just hungry to be great in this league.
Okay, Dak, quick question for you for these quarterbacks coming out in the 2018 draft. So what advice would you give them making the jump from college to the NFL? And who do you like coming out in 2018? Who do you think is going to poise for the most success in the NFL?
I haven't studied all those guys, so I'm not going to boast one or two of them without knowing those other guys and giving them a fair chance. But I think there are good quarterbacks coming out in this draft, and my advice to them is to be themselves in this whole process coming out. Most of their work has been done, and that's all in their film work, and that's what they're doing right now, and they're creating that resume. But just be yourself. When you get on a team, just be yourself. Be confident in yourself. Believe that you can make the plays and that you belong there, and give yourself a chance.
A great word from Dak Prescott. Dak, thanks so much for joining us here on SB Nation Radio.
Yep, thank you for having me.
And happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.